Chodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Just read Pasha Lachodesh. Am Yisrael counts according to the lunar calendar. The moon. All the other nations count by the solar calendar. Which is the sun. And the first of the month in the Jewish calendar is Nisan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Nisan is the beginning of not the year, but as far as the counting of the months. Nisan year, Sivan Tammuz of Elul, Tishrei, Maheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shabbat, and Adar. In Shir Hashirim it says, Al Tirumi Shani Shachar Choyres, Sheshazor Fasni Hashemish. Knesset Israel says to Hashem, Al Tiruni, don't look at me. Shani Shachar Choyres, that I'm Shachar. Like I'm black. Burnt. Sunburnt. Sheshazor Fasni Hashemish. The Shemesh got me tanned out. I have a dark skin because I've been under the sun too much. Tans you. Colors your skin. Knesset Israel is saying, don't look on the outside. Al tiruni shani shachachoris. I'm black. Because really inside I'm beautiful. I didn't start off black. Some people are born black. I'm only black because I have too much sun, too much gashmius, too much physicality, too much goyishkeit. The solar calendar. Shechaira ani v'nova. I might be black, but I'm beautiful. It says in Shir Hashirim. The outside might look black, but the inside is beautiful. And the Medrash says, Shechaira ani b'chol v'nova b'shabbos. I might look black during the week, but when it comes to Shabbos, v'nova, I am beautiful, pleasant. The whiteness of skin shines out on Shabbos, having the Shomi Yisera. We count by the lunar calendar. It represents that we're dependent. The moon doesn't have a light of its own. It's a cotton. Used to be two ma'iris hagdoilim. That's what it says in Bereishis. Hashem created two luminaries. Then it says amor agodol, es amor cotton. The moon became smaller. Come on, Chulin, I think it's Daf Samach. The moon represents Anivus. It represents the koyach to be humble. To bow to someone else. Klal Yisrael are like the moon. Ki atem hamat mikol ha'amim. You are the ma'at of all the nations. Jewish percentage of the world It's about 2%. Jewish nation is about 2% of the population of the world. It's in the billions. We're the Ma'at Mikol HaAmim. And the Chazal say, it's not just numbers that it means, the smallest number, smallest percentage. Mema'atim Atzmachem, you make yourself smaller. Ki atem amat mikol ha'amim, you have the courage to make yourselves smaller. You humble yourself before Hashem. You make yourselves not gaudy, not balei gaiva, not arrogant. You accept Hashem's malchus on yourself. That's the nature of the Yidden. Don't have too many people who do that. That's why we're called the Ma'at. Ma'at numbers, and Ma'at that we have the koyach to memayit ourselves. We try not to do anything unless we first find out what is the Das Torah. We have a Shulchan Aruch. We have Gedolim. We have Peskim. We ask. We have a Shiloh. We don't just do anything we want. We're humble. We'll ask. People know more than me. That's the koyach of a yid. To be mamayit yourself. The moon could be a full moon and then it gets smaller, 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 and smaller. That's a Jewish trait. Ki atem amat mikol ha'amim. And that's why we count to the moon. There's a lot of talk about this eclipse that's happening tomorrow. You heard about it? Okay, I guess there's not a lot of talk here. Good, we're talking in Torah here. That's good. Who cares about the eclipse? I don't think it's in Eretz Yisrael anyway. I think it's in New York. Yeah, it's a big, a lot of talk. The moon will block out the sun in the orbit. There will be no light from the sun. Total blocked out. We're living in special times now. The matzav of the world, the matzav of Klal Yisrael, since the Simchas Torah, tragedy of Klal Yisrael, continuing still today. And the Novi talks about that we're like one sheep with 70 wolves. One sheep against 70 wolves amongst the 70 nations. That's the matzav today. The matzav today is the whole world is against us. We always had nations that were against us. We always had that. Chazal tell us that Halacha Moshe Misinai Esav Sonei LeYaakov. Halacha Moshe Misina. Esav hates Yaakov. No matter how much they smile, they hate you. That's Esav, son of Yaakov. Then now you have Yishmael, son of Yaakov. You have all the nations. Even our allies of the United States are giving us a very, very hard time with this war. They're telling us we're going to hate you too. As if there's no one to depend upon. But the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the very trying times now. So war going on. Baruch Hashem, you're in the Beis Medrash. You don't have to know what's going on. It's the Torah that's mugging, that's for sure. It's the Torah that the Limud HaTorah that the B'nai Yeshivas that are learning, they don't even know what's going on, is protecting Klal Yisrael. And the casualties are, every year is a whole olam olay, but it's pretty minimal compared to what could be with all the rockets and firings. And it's just like Hashem is guiding the missiles. But it's definitely a time of sorrow, and we keep on saying Tehillim for the hostages. It's like a continuing saga, like tragedy. This is already 6 months. Pesach. But Pesach Nigalu, but Pesach Hasidin Ligoyal. It says that Pesach is a yontif where they were Nigalu. We were redeemed once. And in Pesach Hasidin Ligoyal, Pesach is a time where the Geula will happen again. Like I told you, if you look in that Agoda and you go to the end of that Agoda by Nirtza, and you talk about Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, all the things that happened b'chatzi alayla, the same night of Pesach. Vayhi b'chatzi alayla. Leil Shimurim. How many things in Yeshua's Klal Yisrael had? Vayhi b'chatzi alayla on Pesach. So Pesach is a prone, susceptible time for the Gula. We just had an earthquake. It wasn't felt here. In New York and New Jersey, all the way down to Baltimore. If you ever spoke to your relatives recently in New York, they said they felt it. Things fell off the table and things like that. It was a real earthquake. When was the last time you had an earthquake? Hashem makes an earthquake. There's a Gemara that says, when Hashem is Bitzar, he cries, the Ribbono Shel Olam cries to show his Tzar, and his tears fall on the earth and make an earthquake. It's a Gemara in Brachos. Having an earthquake. Now, not push it. If it's an earthquake, it's definitely a message for us. You can interpret the message in many ways. I leave that up to you, but it's definitely a sign from the Ribbono Shel Olam that things are cooking up. It's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Tomorrow night, right?
Yep.
Interesting that it's a... You know, Rosh Chodesh, the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is that it contains the whole month. It's the Rosh of the Chodesh, like your head contains everything. So too, the Rosh Chodesh has all the Koyach of the month inside, every Rosh Chodesh. An eclipse means that the moon blocks the light of the sun. The moon is Klal Yisrael. The sun is the goyim. The moon blocking the sun means there's the koyach of the yid conquering the umos olam. This doesn't happen too often, right? Every what?
Last time was 7 years ago.
How much?
Last time was 7 years ago.
7 years ago? There were red moons then, weren't there? Eclipse?
Red Moon, we just had.
That was a couple of years ago, Red Moon. Also, they say that doesn't really happen too much. Okay, so, with a different type of eclipses, right? Not all lunar eclipses. What? Yeah, right. Okay, but here the moon is covering the sun. Total covering the sun. Not even a partial, it's a full. A full eclipse. Now, that's a simon. the Simon in the Iris, that it's a Zaman where there'll be a Shleet of Am Yisrael over. I'm not a prophet. I'm not telling you any prophecy. I'm just saying, if you just put certain events together that's happening now, it's like, there's a Medrash that says that the Milchemes Gog u'Magog will be from Poras. You heard that? The Chazal. Poras. Persia. What's Persia today? Iran. Poras. You know that was a Golos by itself, but it says at the end, in the Golos Edom, it's going to come Poras. Persia. Iran says they're going to bomb us. Rahman al-Islam. But they say they're doing it. They're taking retaliation, but we killed a bunch of their people. Right? Wow. When you start connecting the dots, you know what I mean? A lot of things happening. This could be a very special time. The Pesach Nigalu, Pesach Hasidim Ligoyal, the eclipse. They had another earthquake, someplace else in the world, but a lot of people. Taiwan. You don't have things made in Taiwan? If we have things made in Taiwan, it's a message to you too. So, I just think we should be conscious of it. Not worried about it. I'm very happy about it. I'm so happy about all these events coming together. This could be it. A lot of connecting the dots. It's a very special time. And if Mashiach will come, will you be ready? Think about that. You can't say, give me a few more days, Mashiach, please. I got to fix up a few things. You're not going to get that chance. Just remember that. When he comes, it's over. That's it for the Bechira. You only have now. When it's a Hester, and we don't have the Gili of Hashem Yisborach as the Melech Malchei Amlochim, and the curtain didn't go up for the last call, that's when we could do something. That's when we could reach a certain Shlemus. That's when we could be Koin Olam Haba. When he comes, then it's over. I once heard someone say, the night of the Seder, we open up the door. It's a Leil Shimurim. It's set to show that we're not afraid. Not afraid, it's Leil Shimurim, open up the door. Some people open up the door by Shafei Chamoscha al Goyim. Spill your anger by the Goyim. And then in Mighty Eliyahu Novi you come in, right? Must be a connection between the two. So someone said, what do you got to open up the door for Elio and Obi? He's a malach. He can go through the wall. Malachim don't need doors. So what do you open the door for him for? It's a great kasha.
He's coming in, you might as well do it in a nice way.
Why? What's a nice way for him? Don't be matriarch him and make him go through the door. He can go wherever, and whenever he lands on your roof, and then just go right down.
It's a sign of respect, though.
So someone said, you're not opening up the door for him. You open up the door for you when he says, you ready? Let's go. You're ready to walk out right then and there. Leave everything behind. The door is for you to show him, I'm ready to go. Tell me it's now. Here I come. That door is for you, not for him. We have so many simonim. Hashem should bring the Yeshua in the best way possible. With just the gilui. V'yarto harami kirbecha, to get rid of all the ra in the world. Kula ka'oshon tichle. They should go up like smoke. Hashem could do that. The Yidden should have atzala where we have a shlita. V'olu moshim b'har tzion l'shpodes har esav. That in the eclipse, that the moon, Klal Yisrael, should cover the sun total. There'll be no more sun to make us black. I'll be Nova. I won't even have a point, the dot of Shchaira ani. But we have to know when that time comes, where we have to be ready to go. You can't say, wait, I want to get myself in order. Do it before Pesach. Pesach nigalu, Pesach hasidin liyon. You got to make sure that you're ready. Don't just goof off in Bein Hazmanim. Follow the signs. Hashem is leaving a lot of markings for you to realize that it's going to happen. Make sure we're there to leave through the door, the delis, to the Geula Shleima. Mm-hmm.